Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh. You know, there's a note on one of Brian Bower's albums about the Flowers of Edinburgh where he says he thought it was about bucolic Scottish countryside and all this, and it's not. More and more people are finding out that the Flowers of Edinburgh, is, you know, Edinburgh's got those closes. They're like little alleyways between the houses, little small streets. They call them closes, close. And the Flowers of Edinburgh is what the people threw out their windows from their chamber pots in the morning, when the sun rose, when they got up out of bed, they would throw this refuse out into the street, and that's the Flowers of Edinburgh. So there you go. I know, it hurts, doesn't it? It's such a cool tune. But it's not about roses or anything like that at all. Mm-mm. All righty. So where are we here in the calendar? Tonight, Paul Eli Smith. Yes, Paul Eli Smith, who's called Paul Smith, if you don't know the Eli part. But he's doing a concert with his banjo, with his African-American, his gourd banjo. Goes way, 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 way back to when the slave trade and all folks came over and they brought in a lot of folks from Africa and they had their instruments and they began to make these instruments and it got into the American psyche. It's banjo, and so it sounds really cool. And it's kind of a nylon string sound. Frank Prophet and guys like that played those things. And he's going to do that. That's at the Unitarian Church in Moscow. It's 2nd and Van Buren. And that's going to be on the... I think it's a 7:30 show. But you better show up at 7, just in case. The Palouse Folklore Society just scored another really cool concert. February the 15th. Liz Laprelle and Anna Roberts, can't think of the other name. It's a hyphenated name. And you talk about old-timey music. Oh, my gosh. Liz Laprelle especially. I met her at the Tumbleweed Festival. She came out of the Galax area, the Appalachian area, and she is like a historian plus on American old-timey songs. So that is going to be so cool. Be sure and check that out on February the 15th. Let's back up a little bit. Doing some things here. Moving up to February, there are dances, first Saturday dance in Ellensburg on February the 4th at the Howell Holmes Community Center. First Saturday dance, that's where they do the Balkan thing in Bellingham at the Bellingham Library Auditorium there. And that's in the Fairhaven Library in Bellingham. That's the first Saturday dance there, the Balkan dance. Bellingham's doing second Saturday dances now, contra dances. There's a first Saturday dance in Port Angeles, first Saturday dance. And that's the Black Diamond Community Center there. And that's always first Saturday there dances. And on February 4th at the Emerald of Siam, they start those around 5 or 6. The Rain City Ramblers out of Seattle will be playing. And that's on February 4th. On February 3rd, they'll be at the Gilbert Sellers Tasting Room there in Yakima. The Rain City Ramblers out of Seattle doing bluegrass. Yes, indeed. And then we move it up to February 11th, second Saturday dances. I want to move it up to February the 18th, though, at the Fairhaven Library Auditorium. Mockingbird, and Dan Marr. Yes, we will be doing a repeat, only the songs will be different. Their new CD finally came out, and I'll be doing some new songs. It'll be fun in Bellingham, the Fairhaven Library Auditorium. And then the very next day, we go to the Deming Library, and we do that place. And that is just such an awesome place to do a gig. Those of you in the Bellingham area who missed it last year, go to either one of those shows. The Fairhaven Library Auditorium concert on Saturday the 18th, and that, I believe, is a 7:30 show. And then at the Deming Library, it is from 3 to 5, okay? And that'll be just a hoot. They're so fun to work with, and they're such awesome spirits there. Mockingbird and Dan Marr, East Meets West. And they are amazing. So there you go. And so be there. Be there, you belling hamsters. Yes, indeed. It'll be fun. And then I get to go to these. I've been told by friends of mine that come from there just how many different beer places they have. And I'm supposed to sample every one. But if I did that, I would be carried away and get carried away and be carried away. So not a good thing. But there's a lot of good stuff going on in Bellingham. February the 18th, Mockingbird and myself. And February the 19th, Mockingbird and myself at the Deming Library Auditorium. I'll be looking forward to meeting every one of you listening. All righty, that'll be a hoot. Okay? Okay. And there's other stuff going on, too. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about Danu. Yes, indeed. We'll talk about me and George Washington on March the 11th at the George Community Center. So much to say and so much to do, and here's Doc Watson.
I remember as a boy how in wonderment and joy I'd watch the trains as they'd go by. And the whistle's lonesome sound you could hear for miles around as they rolled across that Greenville trestle high. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across the land mean no work for a railroad man. And the Greenville trestle now don't seem so high. Watch the freight trains up against the sky with the black smoke trailing back as they moved along the track that runs across that Greenville trestle high. But the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across this land mean no work for a railroad man. And the Greenville trestle now don't seem so high. She'd rumble low and long toward the sunset at the close of day. No, the whistles don't sound like they used to. Lately, not many trains go by. Hard times across the land mean no work for a railroad man. And the Greenville trestle now don't seem so high. No, the Greenville trestle now don't seem so high.
I wish I had a flask of gin, sugar here for two, and a great big bowl for to mix it in. I'd mix a drink for you. It's a drink for you. see that little squirrel caught within the snare. He's trapped as surely as my heart is tangled up with care. Marianne is tangled up with care.
String up this old Martin box and go and join some band. But I guess I'm gonna stay right here in the pick and sing a while. Try to make me a little change and give them folks a smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these stand-on part-time hell on Church Street blues. Thank you. rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin, dime, hard time, but hell won't Church Street blues.
That Mason-Dixon line. When we hit Dixie, would you tell that engineer to ring his bell and ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up in the air? Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixie, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Better still, just stop the train, cause I'd like to look around. Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, it's getting light outside. This old train is puffing smoke and I have to strain my eyes. But ask that engineer if he will blow his whistle, please. I smell frost on cotton leaves and I feel that southern breeze. Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, get my bags for me. I need nobody to tell me now that we're in Tennessee. Don't tell that engineer to make that lonesome whistle scream. We're getting close to home, so take it easy on the steam.
Oh, go ahead, Doc.
Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, please open up the door. When they stop this train, I'm gonna get off first, cause I can't wait no more. Tell that engineer, said thanks a lot, and I didn't mind the fare. Gonna set my feet on southern soil and breathe the southern air. Oh, Marty Stewart. Hey, Porter, hey, Porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer would it be to cross that Mason-Dixon line? When we hit Dixie, would you tell that engineer to ring his bell? Ask him about it that ain't asleep to stand right up here.
you can't love poor. You can't love poor and come a knocking every door, honey. You can't love poor. I'm riding on that New River train. I'm riding on that New River train. The same old train that caught me is going to carry me back again.
Oh, Leon Peterson riding on that New River train. Remember when old Doc Watson did that? Only he did it a little bit different, riding on that New River train. We heard Doc Watson, Greenville Trestle High, from the Sugar Hill Sampler. We heard a wonderful version of Church Street Blues, which is different than Tony Rice's version on the Rounder album. It's a better version of Church Street Blues. And then we also heard Marty Stewart, who actually only plays guitar on that. Johnny Cash sings and Doc plays harmonica. Merle's on there. Merle Watson. And it's a Sugar Hill retrospective sampler. Oh my gosh. And we also heard the Mighty Squirrel. And oh, they are a mighty squirrel, those squirrels. I think they're in Maine until March. And that would be Kierdwin and Greg Spatz. And they are amazing people. And they are amazing musicians. And they got all those mighty squirrels with them. Nova, I don't think Nova's with them on this one. They had a dobro player, and I can't think of his name. And then David, oh, think of his name. He used to be with Ranch Romance. I should know this. David, oh, it's just escaping me. A lot of things escape me because it's been a long day. I'll think of his name and tell you. David something. And anyway, and he's really good. He's really, really good. He's got his own albums out as well. The Mighty Squirrel is the name of the group. They have an album they've been working on for 3 or 4 years, and they've got one track down, I think. All righty. Well, Danu's going to be here. Danu means luck. Luck. Danu, you walk up to somebody and say, Danu. And they go, oh, Danu to you too. Yeah. And so they're going to be March the 1st. They're going to be at the WSU Performing Arts Center. Get your tickets at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEATS. Students get in for free. Danu. All right. Here we go. A jig. Set a jig. This is from the album. Something about whatever you thought. I'll tell you the album later. This is a jig. It's really good. Danu. Thank you.
was in the County Kerry, just a little ways from Clare, where the boys and girls are merry at the pattern dance so fair. The town is called Killorgan, a pretty place to view, but the thing that makes it interesting's my Bridget Donoghue. Oh, Bridget Donoghue, I really do love you, although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donoghue, I'll tell you what we'll do, just take the name of Patterson and I'll take Donoghue. Her father is a farmer, a decent man is he, and he's loved and well respected from Killorgan to Tralee. And Bridget on a Sunday, when coming home from Mass, she's admired by all the people, sure they wait to see her pass. Oh, Bridget Donoghue, I really do love you, although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donoghue, I'll tell you what we do, just take the name of Patterson and I'll take Donoghue. Sent my love a picture, I did upon my word, not a picture of myself, but was a picture of a bird. It was the Yankee eagle, says I, Miss Donoghue, this eagle's wings are large enough to shelter me and you. Oh, Bridget Donoghue, I really do love you, although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donoghue, I'll tell you what we'll do, just take the name of Patterson
and I'll take
Donoghue. Oh, Bridget Donoghue, I really do love you, although I'm in America, to you I will be true. And Bridget Donoghue, I'll tell you what we'll do, just take the name of Patterson and I'll take Donoghue.
Bridget Donoghue, I'm so in love with you. You take the name of Patterson and I'll take Donoghue. Very Irish, aren't they? Danu. Danu will be in concert at the Jones Theater there in Dagi Hall on the WSU campus, and that's a Wednesday night. I believe that's a 7 o'clock show. And that's on Wednesday night. Get your tickets at Tickets West. 1-800-325-SEAT. This is as Irish as it gets, folks. This isn't like Americans who went to America and became and came as Irish people to America and they do Irish stuff. These guys are from Cork and they do the Gaelic and they do all kinds of stuff. And they have amazing musicians in their group. Danu. And we're going to play one more from them. Here we go. Danu coming at you. All right, let's see. Where am I on this? I think it's that one there. Thank you.
Loons is loons, the world roon, but Roth is loons is buggers. The whiskey pipe got drilled one night and the hail toon gathered roon. The pipe got drilled and the pots got filled and they all got full together. Now Major Grant was a decent soul and the toon folk loved him well. So why they did this terrible thing not one of them could tell. Oh, but whiskey flowing through a pipe suspended in mid-air was just a touch temptation more than some of them could bear. Loons is loons, the world loon, but Roth is loons is buggers. The whiskey pipe got drilled one night and the hail toon gathered round. The pipe got drilled and the pots got filled and they all got full together. Oh, some men dream o' a bottle of drams and some men dream o' still. But what could please a body more than an auger and a drill? For you'd never need to do any work and neither buy nor sell. Just enjoy the trickle and flow of your very own secret well. Loons is loons, the world room, but Roth is loons is buggers. The whiskey pipe got drilled one night and the hail toon gathered round. The pipe got drilled and the pots got filled and they all got full together. But the Roth is loons upset the Lord with their wicked sinful deeds. And retribution come to them all in the form o' aching heats. So they made a contract with the Lord to leave the pipe on Sunday. For a double dose the night before would see them through till Monday. Loons is loons, the world roon, but Roth is loons is buggers. The whiskey pipe got drilled one night, the hail toon gathered roon. The pipe got drilled and the pots got filled and they all got foo, roaring foo. The air was blue, what a hullabaloo. Big galoots as pissed as newts, sucking it oot at clarty cloots and they all got foo together.
I recognize the battering ram in that. A couple others, though. Danu. Oh, my gosh. From their album, All Things Considered. Danu. They'll be at the Jones Theater there in Dagi Hall. And this is the best of Irish. This is like, you know, they're one of these groups that, like, everybody was being flashy and doing all kinds of fusion stuff. And these guys just stayed with tradition sounds. That's what they did. They've kind of broadened out a little bit. They do some Dylan and stuff in their later albums. They do some things like that. But for the most part, they're pretty much dyed in the wool, just traditional Irish. Danu from Cork, from County Cork there. March the 1st, Danu. And get your tickets at Tickets West, 1-800-325-7328. Seat 325. Seat. Students are for free. They're from Washington State University, because some of this is student financed. Robin Lang. Robin Lang with Lunzer Tunes. This is about the pipes that had to get the whiskey from one distillery to the other. And the young folks would drill the pipes and put a little wax in there. And sometimes it would melt in the summertime and the whiskey would come pouring out. And they'd suck it out, drill the pipes. Anyway, and that's Robin Lang. He's got a whole series of these songs about Usquebaugh and songs about whiskey. Or four of them, I believe. And this is the fourth one. Not as good as the others. But it's got the title cut, Whiskey for Breakfast. And that's what we're going to play right now. That should wind out the show. Ready? Whiskey for Breakfast. Here we go.
I take whiskey for my breakfast to see me through the day. Just one little whiskey helps me on my way. It clears my tubes, thins my blood, clarifies my head. Just one little whiskey, then I go back to bed. And I don't need no scrambled eggs. I don't need no bacon. A single malt is all I need to stop my hands from shaking. Now some folk love their cornflakes and others porridge oats. Shredded wheat, sugar puffs, whatever floats your boat. If I have to eat grass for breakfast, this is the kind I'll choose. A little bit of barley converted into booze. And I don't need no scrambled eggs. I don't need no bacon. A single malt is all I need to stop my hands from shaking. Cloudy old Bernasconi lives in St. Moritz. He cleans his teeth with whiskey, very seldom spits. He brushes, then he gargles and swallows it with glee. Then he comes down for breakfast and he has the same as me. And I don't need no scrambled eggs. I don't need no bacon. A single malt is all I need to stop my hands from shaking. I come from the land of Calvin, the devil, and John Knox. Winter lasts for half a year and we sleep in woolly socks. But if I lived in southern lands and woke up in the sun, I wouldn't need breakfast whiskey, well, maybe just the one. I don't need no boiled eggs. I don't need no streaky bacon. A single malt is all I need to stop my hands from shaking. When I go to Dufftown, I stay at the Tanner Brae. And Alan keeps some whiskey in an aerosol spray. He spreads a mist of whiskey over my beans on toast. And then he squirts some on my tongue, and I like that the most. And I don't need no sunny side up. Is that your Ayrshire bacon? A single malt is all I need to stop my hands from shaking, to stop my knees from quaking, to stop my bones from aching, to stop my skin from flaking, to stop my heart from breaking. I take whiskey for my breakfast to see me through the day.
I take whiskey for my breakfast to see me through the day. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I used to do that a long, long time ago. It was not a good thing. Not a good thing. I used to put whiskey on cornflakes and things. And yeah. Yeah, but good whiskey, that can do stuff. Good, the really good stuff. Really good stuff. But I think having it for breakfast is a little much. Don't you? Don't you? Yes, indeed. Robin Lang. L-A-I-N-G, Robin Lang. And he's a good guy. He worked for many, many years in a group home or working with developmentally disabled folks. And he was really good at it. And now he tours the States and does songs about Usquebaugh. Heidi's singing about the highways and freeways. Unjung Shin doing the playlists. Email me at dsanddaniel, maherwsu.edu. Call me at 509-332-5047. And there you go. I got a call last week. Heidi Talbot is no longer with Cherish the Ladies. I knew that, but didn't say it. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want them, because they are your roads, folks. They ain't nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. It's gone. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. See you around the bend now. Bye.